I was speaking to the people that were cheering and not to the total fan base. You know, I realize how great our fans are here, but you know, unfortunately, people have taken it in as I was speaking, I was painting a broad brush, and I felt obviously I wasn't, but obviously I didn't make that clear enough, and that's the one thing that I wish I would have just probably been a little bit more clear about, and I've said that before, and so I guess if that's, there's really one regret about it, just I wasn't clear enough about that, but I don't regret what I said. I don't back down from what I said. I don't apologize for what I said. I meant what I said. I still mean what I said, and I still feel like, you know, that's a big problem.
Eric Winston, my teammate, I stand by. We all stand by what he said, and it is what it is. I mean, I've been here for 8 years, so I know we got great fans. So everybody wasn't, you know, involved in it. We have to get ready for Tampa Bay. It's one of those things where you don't want this to become a distraction. We need to get a win before this bye week comes up.
You know, the biggest difference for me is, you know, you get to practice a little bit more instead of taking more mental reps, and that's obviously an advantage. But at the same time, you know, nothing official has been made. I'm just trying to prepare myself for the opportunity if it comes.
Would it be any different if that the uncertainty in any way difficulty for you, or you just allow it?
No. I mean, look, this league, if there's one thing I've learned, it's you got to take things one day at a time, and that's how I've continued to kind of prepare myself each day and each week, really.
The only difference is really more scout team reps. You know, Brady's taking all the ones, I'll be taking all the twos, and you know, take those reps very seriously and just try to you know, get the mental part of it down in case I have to go in there. And you know, if you go in there, you just got to pick up where the first guy left off and keep the chains moving.
Make your first start in 3 years. Do you anticipate it's going to be emotional for you, excitement?
I don't know. I mean, I know last week was emotional just to even get an opportunity to get back in the field again. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not really looking ahead. If that does happen, then that's the case. I'm sure there will be emotions involved if that's the case. But at this point, again, I'm just trying to prepare myself for the situation.
You got to communicate, obviously, with a new person, you know, who hasn't been in there, who is still relatively new to here. And, you know, so but it's football, and Brady's done a great job. And he's been ready for this opportunity. That's one thing you could say about him, is that he's been ready for this opportunity, and we got a ton of confidence that he's going to get the job done. And we got confidence that we're going to go down there and get a win before the bye week.
Tampa's a good team. We got a big challenge ahead of us, especially on the defensive side of the ball. You know, they're tough up front. You know, really the front seven. You know, I know some of those DBs I played with and was drafted with, Eric Wright and Brendan McDonald, and they're both very athletic. Akeem Talib is a very good player. Everyone knows Ronnie Barber's been around forever. The Barron kid's got a ton of talent. So we've got a tough challenge ahead of us, and there's no need, you know, for me or anyone else to be looking any further than this week or even tomorrow's preparation.
They're a balanced team. You know, they've been in every game this year, so you can't. It's a team you got to be on your toes, so it's going to be a hard-fought game.
Defensively, you guys feeling a little more confident for what happened last Sunday?
I mean, every game we're feeling more comfortable with each other, just gelling more. You know what? We got to keep it going. We know we still didn't get a win last week, so we can always improve.
They're a powerhouse type offense. They like to run the ball. Josh Freeman has a big arm. I don't even remember giving him an award when he was in high school when I was my first year here. So he's a young guy, but he's grown up into a pretty dang good football player, and he's going to be, you know, hyped up and ready to go. That they need to win, just like we need to win. So it's going to be a big game for both of us.
You definitely got to get a win. You can't keep taking losses and said we still gonna be all right. Sooner or later, you got to get a win. I think it started now because it's the next game.
As we all know, every single game counts, and you can't afford to lose close games at home like that to AFC opponents. You just, you know, every game counts. So, you know, is anybody pressing and doing things desperately this week? No, but like I said before, everybody's doing everything they can to focus on getting a win. And you know, I know our fans want to win bad, but not as bad as the guys in this room and in this building.